It's Morning Edition from NPR News. Good morning. I'm Renee Montaigne. Libyan leader Muammar Gaddafi is still clinging to power in the capital, Tripoli. But all of eastern Libya is in the hands of the rebels, and people there say they will never again submit to his rule. NPR's Lourdes Garcia-Navarro is in Benghazi, the largest city in the east, and filed this report.
At the largest hospital in Benghazi, the wounded from this bloody uprising are still being treated. Dr. Ramadan Atiwa is a Libyan cardiothoracic surgeon who practices in England. He traveled here from the UK a few days ago to help. What he found shocked him.
All the injuries in the upper half of the body, either in chest or in the neck or in the head. So the intention of killing. There's people who they're quadriplegic and paraplegic, and there's another person on the other side, which is the bullet still in his brain.
He gestures to one of the patients before him.
This is a very young chap. He should have a very nice future. He should be a university graduate and build his country. Now he is in the ventilator. We don't know whether he will make it or not.
In this hospital alone, and there are others in this city, at least 100 people died and 1,000 were treated for injuries over the past week. The death toll from this revolution keeps on rising, and in front of me is a corpse covered in a green blanket. Doctors here say he died only an hour ago, not surviving the gunshot wound that he received while protesting. Most of those still being treated here were wounded during the violent, bloody crackdown by Gaddafi's troops over the weekend on pro-democracy youth. 24-year-old Ayman Selam is lying on a gurney. He's lucid but seriously injured. He tells me he was hurt last Friday during the funeral of a fellow protester. Gaddafi's troops opened fire on the procession. His brother was killed in the attack. He was shot 3 times in the upper body. But when I ask him if the price he paid for the liberation of the city was worth it, he doesn't hesitate. Absolutely, he says. Gaddafi is a tyrant, and the massacre against us, he says, only served to drive more people into the streets. It's calm now in Benghazi, and the city is completely in the hands of the rebels. It's only been a week since the revolution began, but there is a ruling council here that is trying to get the city back to normal. Everyone is pitching in, collecting garbage, directing traffic, getting supplies. They boast the city is running more efficiently now than it did under the regime. The last bastion of pro-Gaddafi forces was defeated earlier in the week at the main military base, where Gaddafi's eastern palace is also located. Now the two-story postmodern building that was his residence in Benghazi is a blackened ruin. Thousands of people have come to see it and deface it. Graffiti is sprayed all over the walls. People say secret underground prisons have been discovered in this military compound. It's not clear if this is rumor or fact. We are shown large cellars, but they could have just as easily been used for weapons storage. But there is no doubt that most of the people who died in Benghazi during the revolution were shot at by soldiers and mercenaries camped out here. As he walks around, Issam Gaddani kicks at bits of debris and shakes his head.
I don't know what to say. What I'm seeing is horrible. People here, because of this guy, people here died.
Outside in a large open area, a man has driven through the night with his family from Tripoli. People gather around him to hear news from the western part of the country, which is still under Gaddafi's control.
Checkpoints
everywhere.
The
kids were crying. They were terrified.
Adel Alatia says there is a reign of terror in the capital. Security forces grabbing protesters in their homes. People being shot at randomly in the streets. The crowd listens avidly. Then Adel Alatia exhorts them with tears to go and help the people of the capital. Send men, he cries, who are willing to die for freedom. God is great. To Tripoli, the people of Benghazi who are listening, shout back. We must free our country. Lourdes Garcia-Navarro, NPR News, Benghazi, Libya.